Greetings to all of our parishioners and to everybody else who's listening in today. I hope you're all weathering the stay-at-home order as best as possible. Please don't hesitate to contact the parish if you need anything. We want to make sure all of our parishioners are taken care of in this time. Today begins the traditional season of Passiontide, which are the final 2 weeks of Lent, and these are the days in which the statues and the crucifix in church were traditionally veiled. And it was a period of greater austerity. And in part, it went with the gospel that was read before the liturgical changes on this Sunday. And the gospel came from John chapter 8, when they took up stones to kill Jesus. And he had to leave the temple and hide himself. And that's the moment in the gospel, as they were reading it, that in the Pope's chapel they would veil the statues, when it says that Jesus had to hide himself. It seems like we're getting a taste of that with this stay-at-home order. You know, we're deprived of our normal social interactions, and we can't go to public masses the way that we used to be able to. And we can perhaps use this current situation to reflect more deeply upon what Jesus experienced, because he had to hide himself from his own people because they were trying to kill him. And he couldn't reach out and interact with them the way that he desired. So perhaps this final period of Lent, we can use the current situation that we're in to experience a little more deeply a taste of what Christ experienced. As we look at today's gospel, Jesus gets word that his friend Lazarus is ill. And he didn't go to heal Lazarus. He stayed where he was for 2 days. He waited, and he let Lazarus die. This was his friend. You know, why did he do that? Was it because he didn't care? Well, it's certainly not because he doesn't care. We hear later in the gospel that Jesus wept over the death of Lazarus. So it's not because he doesn't care. And this isn't a rhetorical question either. You know, the gospel gives us a clear answer. Hopefully you caught that detail from the gospel today. The gospel tells us, now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. It was because Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. That's why he let Lazarus die, because he loved them. Obviously, the way Jesus views reality is very different than how Martha and Mary viewed it. And we see that the other Jews in the gospel also don't understand this situation, because they say, could not Jesus, who opened the eyes of a blind man, have done something? You know, why didn't Jesus do something? And I think the same can be true for us, that we often don't view reality the way that God does. And part of the Christian life involves a transformation in the way that we view reality. Jesus is viewing the events from a very different perspective. He sees things from eternity. And he sees the eternal consequences of what's happening. And when he looks at our world, he sees the reality of sin. He sees a fallen world, a world that's broken, a world where we've separated ourselves from God, a world of pain, and he desires in mercy to bring about a new creation. And his mission to save us requires that we believe in him. Jesus Christ recognizes how critically important it is that we have faith in him. Jesus says in the gospel, this illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified through it. So Jesus is going to use this situation, and it's not going to end in death, but he's going to use this situation to bring eternal life. How does that happen? Well, after Jesus does get there, he tells them to roll back the stone. And they protest. They said it's been 4 days. His body is going to be decomposing. There's going to be a stench. But Jesus insists. And they roll back the stone. And Jesus says in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man rose at the command of Jesus and came out of the tomb. At the voice of Jesus, at his command, the dead rise. This is the Lord whom we serve. He wills, and creation obeys. And so he manifested his glory to them so that we could see that he has the power over life and death, so that every one of the Jews that was there as a witness could see that Jesus Christ is the resurrection. And so that each one of us, as we read the gospel, could also come to believe in Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus allow Lazarus to die? Because Jesus loved them, and because he loves us. And he wants to use this situation, this event, to bring about his will, to bring us to faith in him so that we might have life. Ultimately, that's the answer to why God allows everything that happens to us. Because he loves us. And we often underestimate who God truly is, or we just don't understand his ways. And even if we do believe in Jesus, often our faith is too small. And so perhaps by reflecting upon this gospel, it's an opportunity for us to enlarge our faith, to deepen our faith. As Christians, we should never succumb to fear, because we know and we trust in the power of Jesus Christ. And on the last day, after human history has come to fulfillment, the trumpet will sound, and the voice of Jesus will command the dead of the entire human race to rise, and each one of us will be reunited with our bodies, and his faithful will rise to eternal life. And so, as Christians, we do not give in to fear. Whether it's COVID-19 or, you know, the economic loss that's around us, people who have lost jobs or a business, or the uncertainty of the future, we do not give in to fear, because we know the power of God and that he is greater than we can ever imagine. And we know that one day we will hear the voice of Jesus call our name. And we hope and pray that we are found faithful on that day. And we pray that the glory and the power and the life of God, which is given to us in the sacraments, is alive in our hearts, so that we may one day enter the kingdom that Jesus has prepared for us. That's our hope as Christians. And may God bless each one of us and give us the grace to have faith, to believe in him, and to persevere in that faith amidst all the struggles and the chaos and the darkness of this life, and not to let those things and the chaos that's around us disrupt our peace, because we know who it is that we serve. We have faith in the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, the one who loved them, and the one who loves us, the one who we serve, Jesus Christ.